So how you been? It's been a while since we done one of these.
Yeah, it has been
And you know,
months.
yeah, at least. And I would like to make excuses, but I think if anybody has been listening to this with regularity, and I know that at least one person has, this is a big highlight. We were someone's, at least in their top five podcasts. Mahi, so shout out to Mahi.
I mean, who wouldn't want to shout out their number one podcast?
Exactly. So we're generous like that. Some updates. Oh, we're trying to get Vinny on the show, and that's basically just been tweeting at him.
Can you imagine Vinny
He's
here with us?
that'd be so powerful, and I really see that for us in 2021. Like, I don't know what it is, but I've just been feeling really lucky lately, with no reason to.
It's the stars.
Yeah, like the other day,
Astrology bitches said there's some shit going down.
we would apologize for this taking so long in between, but if you've been listening, I mean, I think you could have predicted this just as well as us, you know.
Yeah. Especially I know someone's tweeted us quite a few times, upset Madeline.
Yeah.
You should know better than anyone.
Exactly. You knew better than that. So I don't know what to say. We got our Christmas special. So we're gonna rank the characters in, yeah, happiest season. I just rewatched it today.
As did I. I took notes to help us along.
It's so crazy to me. Like, white people for one. And that's the whole thing. White people are crazy.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like only white people could get away with this.
And yes. And like, I don't know what it is about lesbians, but you let a tall brunette, they just let a tall brunette do whatever they want.
Listen, I am a homo.
Sure.
That's well known, right? I would never let a white woman treat me the way Kristen Stewart let that woman treat her.
No. And I do like the audacity of the whole movie to be like, oh, she's straight, which isn't a hot take at all. Like, everyone said that, but that's insane. Like, that needs to
Like,
be said again.
they didn't even try to hide it.
Yeah.
Wore a pantsuit.
Was she wearing a, did my eyes deceive me, or was she wearing a bolo tie at
I
the
almost
at the
certainly,
final party?
almost certainly.
Like, I'm sorry. Who's wearing a bolo tie outside of Texas?
Like, have these people just never seen a lesbian before?
Yeah.
Like,
And that's my other thing. I couldn't figure out where they were. And I think they said it multiple times, but in my head I was like, that's Chicago. And it's not. I know it's not. But I don't know. I couldn't figure out. It didn't make sense to me.
yeah, I have no idea. It's probably some rich town outside of, I don't know, some metropolitan area. It's probably like Naperville. I
Yeah,
don't
it's not, and that's what I was picturing, the whole movie taking place in Naperville, or like, what's that one, is Hamilton? No, that's a county. What's that one place in Cincinnati? You
Indian
know the one.
Hill?
Yeah, or like Indian Hill.
For sure. For sure.
But I think, like, it was definitely a Rust Belt town. That I got that much, but I couldn't figure out which one, and I know they said it, and I just kept not paying attention to that.
Yeah,
Oops.
and they got the Midwest accent. No accent at all. So
Yeah, exactly. They talked right, so I couldn't figure it out.
and that's not on us.
So we're ranking the characters 1 to 16. And I just wrote them in order of literally how I thought of them again, making no adjustments. And I also don't remember all their names, so maybe we can work through that together.
Yeah, I don't know all their names either, but I got a few of them. I believe in us.
So first on the list, I have Kristen Stewart. And here's what I'll say. Like, I didn't hate her. No, well, I didn't like her. I didn't like her character. And I don't remember her character's actual name.
It's Abby.
Okay, Abby. So Abby.
I
Oh, I
mean,
really don't.
she wasn't the worst.
Yeah, I feel like things were happening to her, and that, like, that's fair. And like, the only thing that was crazy to me was like, why are you still there? Leave. Like,
Yeah, she put
leave.
up with it for so long.
I don't know. It's just so hard to watch. I said, oh, that's tough. But at the same time, like, as we're saying this, I said, oh, Well, I guess it's hard to leave.
Yeah.
And then she did. Just so we're safe, I'm thinking like 8 for her.
Yeah, definitely mid-range.
Yeah. I don't know. She's hard to root for me.
Yeah, she's. I feel like she lets a lot slide, and
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, do you? But like, girl, do better.
And that's what I'm thinking. Like I was not vibing hard at all. Oh, and the thing I did like her orphan storyline. I did think that
That.
And when she accidentally introduced herself as her
Her
girlfriend's
orphan.
orphan, that was really good. And I did like when she fell off the roof. That was also funny. Honestly, the beginning of the movie was so funny.
Really was. I thought when I first saw it, I went, oh, okay, these white
Yeah.
women are kind of cute. I can get
Yeah.
behind this.
And it was really only when Miss Bayang started that's what I was calling the girlfriend. I can't remember her name.
Harper.
Harper. I like that you have it written down. That's so professional.
I took a lot of notes.
Jesus. I would like to hear your funniest note.
There's one that says, is this the plight of white people? Like, is this the oppression they're always talking about?
And I think it has to be. And like, oh, and that was crazy to me. How at the end, oh, spoilers. Yeah, obviously this whole thing's gonna have spoilers. At the end, when like they just had the one conversation and then their whole problem, all their problems were fixed, I said, wait, hold on. The dad just said he auctioned off the house? Question mark?
He said, I spent all our savings on it. I don't know.
That feels like it's gonna be difficult to deal with. I don't know. I'm not an expert. And now we're
If
just all.
my sister outed me like that,
And yes. And then just afterward, they're like, oh, my
I
bad.
said, oh, oopsie. If it
That
helped,
was.
I'm getting divorced.
And I was like,
No, it doesn't help at
yeah,
all.
what? That. And I said, how do you hate your sister so much you out her to an entire room of every single person you know? And then, like, the very next sentence be like, well, we're sisters and I feel bad for her.
I don't know very many white women, but one of my friends, her roommate in college, she was telling me about the dynamic between this girl and her sister. And like when they would go out to eat together, they would Venmo each other for their half of the meals.
What?
Like, and they were like very cordial with each other, and
I feel
like
like
they're like friends, but like
that's weird to
in a
me.
weird way.
And like
It
my
truly confused me.
Yeah, and like my sister is like very cheap. Well, less so now, but she used to be like, we'd go to McDonald's. Like she'd take me to McDonald's and be like, you want anything? I was like, yeah, I'll take a root beer. And she'd be like, do you have a dollar? And I was like, okay. But like now that she has like more than $4, she's like, oh no, I got it. Like you're nice to
Like,
your sister and also very, very mean to her. And that's how it works.
if I go out to lunch with my sister, I'm not gonna make her pay me back for
Yeah.
like food. She can just get the next one. Like, I dated a white man once. Him and his siblings weren't close either, so maybe like the dynamics are different. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, but like they're Italian. That's weird to me. I feel like Italians are, like
Yeah.
really hate each other, but like in a familial way, you know? Like you're
And
supposed
like you would think, but they're also German, so
Oh,
they're
sure. Sure. Yeah, that'll get
yeah.
you. Yeah. No, it's weird to me. Like the idea of having a house big enough to throw a party with a bar in, like a bartender, is insane to me. And like everyone's wearing shoes in your house and it's a nice party. Like that's weird. Like
I didn't
everyone
even
can
think
wear your
about the
shoes.
shoes.
Yeah.
But if you're, I don't know, I feel like they belong to a country club. That's the nice
Yes,
house.
exactly.
And you're just letting people walk around in it?
Yeah, no, I don't get it. And they have like white carpet, if I'm not confused. I will say I did really like how Christmassy the movie looked. That was a nice little touch. And I think
Yeah.
overall I did like the movie, but in a way where like I hated it. But like I'd watch it again, but like I hated it.
And I get that. And I think that makes sense.
Like it was so frustrating. I will say, I think the mom, who I think we should rank next, She was very funny. I liked how she was mean, but she was also so mean. And then there was a whole scene where she was just standing in her room and being like, why? When she's trying to barge into the door, and she's like, why do you have the door blocked?
Like it wasn't but a that grown part's adult. So funny.
It's so funny. But then you're like, she's a grown adult staying in your house. Why are you trying to get in?
Because she's an orphan.
That's true.
Wait,
she doesn't.
Wait, did that happen before? That happened after the theft, right? Before the theft.
No, I think that was before. Yes, that was before.
Okay.
Because after the theft, there was like one more. Well, I don't really remember now. I really don't remember.
I literally just watched it.
And same, I straight up just watched it and then went and did wine and cheese with my parents, which we've been doing over quarantine. Big fan.
So fancy.
And, yeah. And it is $3 wine from Aldi every single day.
It doesn't matter if you eat it with, if you pair it with cheese.
That's true. Fancy. And I'll say a Winking Owl from Aldi kind of goes off, especially like the red because it's not too sweet. Well.
Okay, so who should we do next? The mom?
Yeah. I think I liked her just because she was very funny mean. I think I'd put her like one or two above Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, I could give her a 5-6.
I could put her at 6. I could put her at 6. Yeah, because I feel like she's chill, but like very funny. And at the end when my guy was like, she's fabulous, I was like, you're right. But she was also high-key a bitch.
I wrote down that her name is Tipper.
Oh, yes, it was. And that alone puts her at... I love the name Tipper for her. It's just such an old, rich, white lady name.
I want to know what that's short for.
And I think she's named after a boat. Like, like her dad has a boat named Tipper, and it was his favorite thing. And he's like, we're naming my daughter that.
Or do you think it's like a how sometimes some fancy people name their son like the third? They go by Trip. Do you think it's like that, but for a women? Lady?
Yeah. I can see that. I can see that. Honestly, it might be. It really might be. I'm going to Google that. Because you know what? I'm not going to Google that. I would just say that's exactly what it is.
I like that.
Is that Tipper is lady for Trip, white lady for Trey.
Exactly.
And I didn't realize that Trip was for the third, and that's really ugly. That's really, really ugly.
Yeah. When I found out, I was horrified, disgusted.
That's really upsetting to me. But I did really like her. I thought she was really funny, and I really liked the part where she was like, where they were doing the picture, and she was like, Christmas. She's like, don't say that. Just smile. And I did like that.
She is a very funny woman.
And I love that actress.
When she was talking about her missing brooch, and she was just like, I'm not accusing you of anything. Uh-huh. I just want to know if it's safe.
Yeah. That was really good. She said, and if it should show up on my dresser, no one will ask any questions. She's like, I know you still. You know what? I'll put her at 5. I'll put her at 5.
Okay.
Next, I have very strong opinions about this character, and I hope that you share them, is Jane.
Jane, you said?
Yeah, Jane.
Yeah, big fan.
Big fan. I'm partial to putting her at 1.
I wouldn't disagree.
She brought the comedy. She was so funny. She was also the only one that was nice, like, for more than a minute.
Not to, you know, overstep, but I think they didn't maybe intend it, but she's definitely got the tism.
Oh, and yeah, no, I saw that. Her fixing everything around the house, I said, I have big Jane energy.
The 100-hour painting?
Yeah. The book?
Whole imaginary world.
Yeah, she's got the tism, and she's better for it.
She is the best character, so
like by a long shot.
The way no one can hurt her feelings, she just wants to be included.
Yeah,
I felt that.
Like that was so reasonable. And
even
then
after they destroyed her very nice painting.
Yeah, and it was lovely. And I'll say it, I was not happy when Jen Barkley. And that's not her name in this thing, but that's what the character, it's the same character as she played in Parks and Rec. The campaign manager. When the campaign manager opened up her present, she was like, oh, what is this? I mean, look at it. It's a gorgeous painting.
The brown woman, right?
No, not the brown woman. The white lady that the brown woman introduced her to.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I and that you. Is Jen Barkley, right?
Yes.
And I couldn't remember her name in the whatever it's called, so I'm going to continue to call her Jen Barkley.
I don't think she had it. I think she definitely had a name. I don't know
what it yeah, was, they did. They were pretty good at saying people's names. I caught it, like, I heard them the second time around. And I just didn't remember them, but that's to be expected. But yeah.
Honestly, the only reason I caught half of the names is because I watch movies with the subtitles on.
And same. And now, okay, Jane at one.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to rate the dad next?
Yeah.
I hated him, and I know you were kind of supposed to hate him, but, like, they did a good job. And, like when he was rewatching his campaign speeches, like, from that night, I said, bro, chill. And I said, he's being so mean to Jane!
Listen, every time I wrote down in my notes, this white man has said 5 words, and I fucking hate him already. Old money, Republican ass, country club bitch. And I'm 16? Is that too low?
I can't put him at last. I would put him at second to last only because I have someone in mind for last who I think you will fully agree with.
Is it Connor?
And I don't want to talk about it yet because I okay. do that. Oh no. But he's also deep down there.
Yeah, okay.
In the depths of yeah, no.
So
it's Miss Bay Yang. I'm saying dead at 15. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because only someone at 15 can make someone at 16.
You're exactly right. I don't know. Tipper is so great. I don't understand how that didn't translate.
Yeah, and she is so fabulous. And she just wants to do karate.
And me too.
Yeah. Who doesn't want to do karate? That's so cool.
My mom wouldn't let me do karate as a child. She thought I was going to get hurt.
I think I didn't want to do karate because the nerds did karate. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
And that checks out. Karate is... And
SpongeBob did karate. And I do
and
mess.
SpongeBob is a fucking nerd.
And he is big fat nerd.
He went to the jellyfish convention.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, SpongeBob's lame.
Weenie dude. Hut Jr.?
Yeah, I forgot about that. I guess that was like the whole running bit was that he was lame.
Yeah. He couldn't get his driver's license.
Sure. Not me just having this revelation that SpongeBob was lame the whole show. Me, I said, no, he's cool. He's a main character.
And that's how they get you.
Yeah, and he had to be peer pressured into Hooks. And was he a Boy Scout? He was a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
That's why he knew about the rocks?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he was so lame. Why did Sandy hang out with him? Was Sandy lame?
I think Sandy was an alt science girl.
Oh, yeah.
So she's like very accepting.
Where was I going with this? Oh, yes. Ranking the characters in Happiest Season.
Yes.
Oh, the gay best friend, Dan Levy. And I don't, John. His name was John.
Oh, in my notes, I just wrote down David.
Oh, is that his name?
Because... Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played the same exact character.
And honestly, watching him in this made me be like, oh, maybe I watch Schitt's Creek, because I really enjoyed him. He was one of the only other fully redeemable characters. And I would put him at 2. At least top 3.
Okay, I can get behind 2. He was the only reasonable person.
Yeah. And like, even when... I liked how he was tracking her. I liked how he hated the patriarchy. That was really funny and like valid of him. I liked how he killed the fish and was hiding that. That was a really funny bit throughout the whole movie.
I do agree. I liked the fish part.
Yeah, that was really good. And he vied with Jane, and that's how you know he's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody else in the movie sucked.
Aubrey Plaza was fine, but like...
No, she was
Were you about to say pregnant?
No, I was gonna say precious, but that's not it. And I forgot every other word. And I said, well, I can't say that one.
I don't like that.
Yeah, no. And I'm a little ashamed of that. Oops. My bad. Okay, from second best to one of our least favorites. Let's talk about Connor.
Yeah.
What a chode, honestly. Bro,
like,
You broke up in high school. Aren't they like 30?
Honestly, I can't tell. And they're definitely I don't know.
Yeah, like they're well out of college.
They could be in like their late 20s.
In my head, they're at least 28. And I don't have any basis for that, but that's what I was picturing. I said, get over it, man. It's been a decade. Like, simply cool it.
I don't get it. What did his character add? I don't think he served a purpose other than to, like, irritate me.
Yeah, and he did that great. Oh, boy. And there's no reason to hate him. Like, when he was in the one scene with Dan Levy, he was great. Because Dan Levy was in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, every other scene, I think I hated him so much because he did all his scenes with Miss Bayangs, and I hate her.
Yeah, and that's fair. And you just know he's racist. You know, they're probably all a little bit racist.
And they definitely are. And they did make an effort to put, like, two or three black people in the movie. Now, they made an effort to make the movie multicultural, but I know that suburb is not. I live by that suburb. I've been to that suburb. Mm-hmm. Like, those people are racist.
The black husband, sure. Fine. I get.
Yeah, he was at Yale.
Cool.
Yeah.
He looks...
like, he's had a... that's not fair. Well, I'm going to say it anyway. He looks like maybe he's been to the sunken place and, like, came back. But, like, he spent a long time in the sunken place.
And you know what? It's not wrong.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So the white high school best friend. Where would you place her? The horny one. I
didn't place Connor yet. 14?
Oh, yes. I think 14, like right before the dad.
Yeah.
God, he was awful, though. The dad was worse. The dad was worse. Okay.
So much worse.
Yeah, no. The dad was awful. Connor just really annoyed me. Like, people probably like Connor. No one likes the dad. Politician. So that's not a great sign.
No.
And he wants to be. Okay. The white high school friend, the horny one that wants to sleep with Connor.
I mean,
I kind of liked it, if you remember.
Fine. Yeah, she's cool. She's fine.
I liked that her main character trait was that she was horny. And that's pretty much it. That was my favorite thing about her.
And you know what? That's valid.
I could put her like right after Case Do at like, because this movie is just filled with terrible characters.
So many. Like, so many. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'm pretty neutral on her. I could put her, like, 9. Like, just below average. Maybe just above average. Maybe 7.
Maybe 7. We could do 7.
Okay. Okay. And just after that, the black high school friend. One, did like that she was black. And I don't know if she had lines. I really don't. I think she had a couple.
I don't know if she had it. Let me check my notes. I didn't have anything about her as a person.
Sure.
But I do have that she reminds me a lot of my stepmom.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So I'll let you rank her.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I love that you have an evil stepmom. That's so funny to me.
I mean,
she's not necessarily evil, but she's not.
She is. She for sure is.
Okay.
She's evil.
I do love that you have an evil stepmom. That's really funny. And you know that, right?
Yes. Like, part of me wants to, like, resolve our issues and, like, be friends. But also, like, no, this could be my villain origin story. Who am I to stand in the way of myself?
No, yeah.
Great, you know?
And, like, the world needs you to be great, you know? I think we all need that content.
And that's what I'm trying to do by, not mending that relationship.
Yeah. I think you'd do really well on a reality show. I think you would really excel on, like, The Bachelorette, but it'd have to be, like, a couple of seasons from now because they're still kind of racist. No, I actually think you would do better on The Bachelor than The Bachelorette.
Like, if I was one of the 30 girls?
Yeah.
I think so, too. I've been thinking a lot about it lately. The Bachelorette season finale comes on next week. I just think it would be very fun. And I would be very good at it.
I also think that. And, like, I think you'd have fun in the house, but like you would also start a lot of shit, and they would keep you on the show because you would start a lot of shit.
Yeah, that would be the most fun part.
Yeah.
Is actively causing problems for no reason.
Yeah, but I also think like people wouldn't realize that you were doing that for long enough where like people would, some people would really love you, like in the house. And of course you'd be a fan favorite.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be just manipulative enough to make it on to like Paradise, and then I would ride that Instagram influencer wave.
Yeah.
Whew. Forever. I don't know. Like I might do it. I might do it.
I would love you to be on The Bachelor. I would love it so much. I would love it so much.
There's no downside. I find a downside to doing it.
Yeah.
And, like, I need someone to tell me no, or I will just apply. Because I know they're always looking for more diversity.
Yeah, and I do just think it's a good idea. And think of all the ball gowns you could wear.
Exactly.
Very nice in a gown. Because I don't know what it is, but lately, sometimes I just think of something and I'm like, that's going to happen. And I told you this, like when I realized I'm going to win the lottery one day, I don't know when, but it's going to happen. That's so crazy.
No, that just feels right. That just feels like that's in your storyline.
Crazy to be a psychic. You can see and see the future.
You're just like Raven.
Oh, and I did used to think I was like Raven. I told you how I used to think that I had psychic dreams. And I do still think that to be true. And they're always like deja vu. I think it's just deja vu, but I remember sleeping. I remember sleeping and waking up and saying, that's definitely something that's going to happen. And it does. And I'm sitting in the moment. I said, do I want to continue this storyline? I'll say my line. Am I crazy?
I mean, maybe on December 21st, your full Negro powers will be unlocked, and then you'll for sure know.
Yeah, that'll be very exciting. And I'll say it. I think I missed that meme starting. I've seen it recently, but I don't know where it came from, and I don't fully understand the joke. But I do like the premise.
Yeah, some girl, there's a Saturn and Jupiter are going to be like next to each other in the sky for the first time in like a long time. And this like great conjunction is supposed to like be like a shift in the collective consciousness of the world. It's a shift from the 3D to the 5D, open your third eye type shit, I think. But Black people are supposed to have their full powers unlocked on that day when that happens.
And I'll say it, honestly, I think people need to be scared because I convinced myself before I could see in the fourth dimension.
And I mean,
and who's to say,
you're wrong?
Exactly. And whenever people would ask me, what does it look like? I said, you wouldn't understand. And that's true. It's not like Shrek 4D at Universal Studios. It's not just Shrek sneezing on the back of your legs.
Why did they do that? Why did they think that spraying us with stuff was 4D?
It was so ugly. Oh, God. That'll be really fun.
Yeah, but I hear that only full Black people get the powers.
How far back they look in.
I don't know if it's just, like, not white people or if I will be included in that. But if everyone else gets powers and I don't.
You think the stars are, the planets are going to do the paper bag test when they're giving out powers?
Yeah. They're going to look at my ancestry DNA results.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, no.
Well, I'll be honest, Lene. I think, no, I haven't taken my ancestry test, but if we're looking at it, I probably have about as much white mixed in there as you do.
Yeah, you are very light.
And, you know, I had to tell that German lady four times when she approached me on the train, I am full Black. So, and she did ask to see a picture of my parents. And then I was like, I'm not going to show you that. Ma'am, I do not know.
She think you were albino? Like, what?
No, well, she thought I was half German, half African,
Negro.
Like from the continent.
Okay.
And then she was also very racist.
Okay.
And good. She also spit her teeth out at me, but on accident. Like, she's excited to talk to me and I was leaving.
Oh.
That was a crazy experience.
It sounds wild.
Yeah. As it was happening, I said, crazy how this stuff happens to me. I said, damn, racism really comes at you different sometimes.
Sometimes it's really funny.
Right. And I had to stop. I said, all right. That was a good one. You got me.
Did I tell you once I was walking through the grocery store with my then white boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And someone, not white anymore. I don't know. He thinks he's darker than me, so maybe okay. He's transracial now. I don't know. someone like crept over to me while he was like at the freezer section or some shit, and whispered that I was choosing the wrong side. They said, "You're on the wrong team, girl." What?
Who was this? I need a demographic description of this person.
I simply, I don't remember.
At all? Was it a man or was it?
It was definitely, it was a middle-aged man.
Okay, a black man?
I think so. I want to say yes.
It'd be really funny if a white man that came up to you was like, you're playing for the wrong team. I was like,
he's just trying to get me to sleep with him. But like, that was the funniest thing that's ever happened to me.
No, yeah, that's insane.
He whispered it too. It was... He was so close to me. He was like right behind my ear and just whispered in my ear. I was like, ooh.
He says, hey, how you doing, love mama? Let me whisper in your ear. The Yang twins. It was okay, the black high school lady. We had a lot of race talk in the between, so I feel bad rating her below her white counterpart.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. So maybe six. Okay, I'm six. I'm down. I also really love the evil stepmom thing for me. So like,
yeah, no, that's fun. Oh, okay. And now one of my favorite characters, Riley, aka Aubrey Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
It truly, I don't know. I can't think of any words but like old white lady words to describe her. She was a delight. I'm ashamed.
She was a delight. She was the one of three cool characters.
Yeah, and yeah,
she's just hanging out.
Yeah, and she dressed well, and I liked her little 70s style, 70s-esque like hair flip. I really enjoyed that quite a lot. That was a good look for her, and I hope that she continues that. Yeah,
she also feels, you know, very nice. I don't know, if someone had outed me in front of the entire school, I don't think I'd talk to her ever again.
I don't think I'd be cool with her yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're definitely not shaking hands.
No. Yeah. And like, she had every right to be mad. And she's like, you know what? You're ruining everything. So I guess I'll let this go.
You know what? Looking back, maybe she felt bad because she had just gotten outed. And she's like, oh, you've seen what it feels like. But like, I don't like that.
All I can say is I'm much less of a good person, for better or for worse, but I'd like her at three because she was one of the top tier characters. Like, after, I think after her, pretty much everyone in the movie at least kind of sucks.
Yeah,
like Jane, Dan Levy, and her are legit. That's like it. You see them in real life, they're actual people. Everyone else was like, you're a villain, everybody's a villain.
Were these people supposed to be likable?
And that was my question. I said, am I supposed to be rooting for these people? Because I'm not.
And I feel like you were supposed to be. I feel like that was the goal of the movie, is to, like, be like, oh, everyone's family has problems, but, like, you can work it out. You didn't work anything out. Like, you just ruined each other's lives.
And they said, yeah, but we ruined all of our lives, so it's fine.
Like, no, that makes it worse.
Yeah. Okay. Next, a character I kind of liked, but was limited in the movie. Levi, the assistant to the brown lady. Do you remember him? Mm-hmm. He didn't do much, but I still liked him. There was a part where I thought that Jane was flirting with him, and I really enjoyed that. I loved how thirsty Jane was. Really, any person that was had on-screen time with Jane, I was a big fan of.
Yeah, and that's fair. I also did like him. He seemed cool. Like, he's just trying to, you know, make it through undergrad. I don't know.
Yeah. I did like how
he... This is an internship.
Yeah, I liked how he hated all of them. I did like that. That was a really nice touch, and I said, okay, he's realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Understands what's going on here. Everybody sucks. What do we have? Okay, do you think top half or bottom half for him?
I say top half.
Okay, I get that. What do we have left in the top half? I think we're looking at four?
We only have four.
Okay, I can put him at four.
No one else.
Yeah, no one else is...
Did we go that high?
Yeah, no one else is likable enough to be above. So I'm down for that. I will say I did like how people dressed in this movie, except for K-Stu in her bolo tie. And maybe I made that up, but it looked like a bolo tie to me.
I am almost certain it was.
Yeah, and that is funny. So I take that back. That's funny.
And you know what? She would wear a bolo tie in real life.
And she definitely would.
I think
would.
That's just her.
Yeah. And so that I vibe with. I would never. And I do think it's funny that it happened. But if she's down for it, that's fun.
Maybe I'll pick up a bolo tie. I don't know. Maybe spice it up.
I can see that working for you. Honestly, my neck's too fat for that. Okay.
Okay, who's next?
Jen Barkley. And I don't remember her name at all. Oh, it was a man's name. It's a name that you think is, like, masculine. I don't remember it. I don't remember it.
I'll Google it. It doesn't matter. I don't know.
Watch it be just, like, a fully Jendi Nutri. Jendi Nutty? That's it. Jendi Nutty name.
Harry Levin.
Harry? Okay.
Yeah.
I feel good. I feel fine about what I said.
What kind of name is that?
Harry Levin?
Yeah, is that...
That sounds like one of the names you tell people you've got, like, on a prank call. Like, that sounds like Seymour Butts.
Yeah, that sounds fake.
Yeah. It sounds to me like Harry Levin, you know, like 70s porn.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Okay, she wasn't great, but I didn't hate her. Let me think.
Maybe like 11, 12. Like she, I don't know, she's pretty homophobic, I guess.
Yeah, and that's not great. I can get behind like 11. I got some real fucking stinkers on this list.
Who do we have left to rank?
Yeah, okay, we got the affair lady, so the brown lady.
Mm-hmm.
The kids as a unit. I hated those kids.
They're so scary.
They're so scary. Sloane, the sister, it's played by Alison Brie, who outed Miss Baeyang's. The cheater, Sloane's black husband, and then Miss Baeyang's herself.
Yeah, okay.
So we got some real stinkers.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's put Jen Barkley at, like, 11.
Yeah, okay, I'm down for that. I could do 10, because I honestly think I dislike her less than every other person on this list at this point. Do we have a 9? 9 feels so high. And I'll be honest, there's a high possibility I miscounted at the beginning, and we're just going to have to adjust. Okay, we'll do 9. We'll do 9. I think I like the affair lady more than her.
Okay, so 10.
So 10. Because I think the affair lady, like, I get her. And she hired Levi, and I liked Levi.
Yeah,
and I did like how mean she was to K-Stu. That was really funny.
I get it. I would have done the same thing if someone had come up to me while I was shopping.
Yeah, especially for Christmas. Like, if I'm, anytime I go to the store, like, I have been going to the far Target, because I said, if I see someone, I'm just going to have to leave. I don't want to talk to these people. Like, and they're going to stand too close to me, and I can feel it. They're just going to stand so close, I'm going to have to say, hey, remember the pandemic? That's going on still. The panorama? No. The Pan-Hellenic Times?
The worst part is that they don't know when to stop the conversation. Stop talking to me.
Yeah. And, like, you start
you said
walking
hi.
Away, and they're like, how you doing? I'm okay.
I'm sorry, but I don't care. I don't want to talk to you. And I feel like I should be allowed to say that to people. And not hurt the feelings.
And I think that's, like, and it's not anything against you. It's just, like, I don't want to talk to you right now. And that's okay.
It's not just you. I don't want to talk to anyone right now. Take a break.
Yeah.
It's okay. Not you, it's me.
I don't want to talk to anybody.
No.
You have a little mini breakup with every single person at your high school graduation. You said,
that's funny.
You. You're at Blackout Wednesday. Okay. A fair lady at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked her comparatively. Oh, the kids. I really didn't like them. They were so awful.
They're so creepy.
Yeah.
They asked for the,
but I wanted to like them.
Sylvia Plath's entire work. They've got to be like seven.
Yeah, no, that's insane to me. Did I hate those kids the most? No. Wow.
No, definitely not.
I think I'd put the kids
at 11. I like them more than their mother.
No, sure. Their mother was bad.
The worst.
Yeah. I think.
Okay.
I think I'm down for 11.
I think 11 is good.
Oh, it's really getting to the bottom of the barrel. And now we've got their mother, Sloane. One. Perfect name. What an evil name to have.
Yeah.
So good on her parents. That's nominative determinism, not her. I did like how mean she was sometimes. She was mean in a very funny way. But yeah. Also her outing her sister.
That was fucked up.
Yeah, PSA, that's a no-no. Maybe don't do that. That's pretty
good. Yeah. And for what reason?
And it didn't make any sense. I said, that's not going to make you look better. You guys are just attacking each other in front of the whole party. You think that's going to make you look the favorite? No. I would put Sloane at 13.
Yeah.
Because she sucked, but also was kind of funny. But she fully sucked. Like, fully sucked, but was kind of funny.
Very funny. But if outing your sister is kind of irredeemable. But...
Yeah. That's fair. Okay, next we got the cheating husband. And the two spots we got left are... Oh, they're not cheating. He wasn't cheating.
Yeah. He's dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, and horny, which is generally a quality that I think is really fun in movies. But I didn't like him. I did like... He was very mean. The very first thing he said was a little bit of tablespoon of coconut oil. Get that moisture, dryness taken care of, I said. And he was very supportive, but he did suck, and he wasn't in the movie that much. And I think for that, he has to be a 12.
Like, he didn't add anything. He didn't take anything away.
And my absolute least favorite character I think I've maybe ever seen on TV is Miss Bayangs, Harper. Not the Bayangs. Every time she came on the screen, that TikTok played in my head. Not the Bayangs.
Like, why did they... They could have made her bangs better.
Yes,
they had just been, like, a smidge longer.
They were too short. Exactly. They were too short. I didn't like it. I didn't like to look at it. I didn't like her. Not a single thing that she did make any sense to me. Like, no one's saying you have to come out to your parents, but why are you inviting your girl, like, begging your
girlfriend? You know you're not out to...
Like, that doesn't
make sense. Your girlfriend hates Christmas, and you know you're not out to your parents. So why would you combine those two things? And this is really just, like, the worst scenario she could come up with for Kristen Stewart.
Yeah. And you're going to tell her at, like, seconds before you walk in the house that, oh, yeah, you're probably going to have to pretend like you're straight? Have you looked at her?
I understand for straight people it's harder to tell. But, like...
Come on.
There's... I
think Dan Levy said it best when he said, have they seen a lesbian?
Even if, like, facially, like, physically she didn't look like a lesbian... The way she dresses, the way she carries herself is pretty gay.
Not you saying, even if she didn't have the face of a lesbian.
She does. She has gay face, just like Rachel Maddow and Ellen DeGeneres.
And you're not wrong. And then she kept ditching her. And then she was jealous when she ditched her, like, for the fourth time. It's like, oh, she made a friend. She's talking to people. No.
She was out with her ex-boyfriend who is still in love with her until... the bars closed.
Yeah.
And then has the audacity to get mad when her girlfriend is very rightfully concerned about her.
Yeah, and she, like, was gonna break up with her? I said,
like,
you dragged her to your family home in Naperville. She can't get back to the city. Honestly, probably further out than Naperville. She's probably out in, like, Lake Geneva. That's so ugly.
She felt she was in a place where she could propose to you, and you force her back in the closet.
Yeah, like, live your own life. You can't be telling other people how they gotta be, you know?
Like, she could just be your gay orphan roommate, like.
Exactly.
She's already an orphan. They would have been like, "Oh, we're so sorry. Yeah. We accept all people here." It would have been fine. She could have been gay.
Even orphan.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they going to do? Let the orphan be alone on Christmas?
Or, like...
God, that's so funny.
Or is that her admitting that her parents are violently homophobic?
Yeah, at least that's her parent. Her suspecting her parents are violently homophobic. And they kind of low-key were at the beginning. Okay, let's run back through the full list from top to bottom, unless you have anything more to say about Miss Bangs and how much you hate her. And I would do
I don't like it. How they tried to redeem her at the end. Like, she did anything worth redeeming. She drove 20 minutes and was like, hey, sorry again. Girl, fuck you. Get out of my face.
Yeah, not the 20-minute drive to profess your love. It's not even raining. It's not even snowing. You drive a Kia. Like, you probably loved it.
It was probably such a pleasant drive. Like,
And you know she's
probably listening. Sped there because she's a white woman.
Yeah, being
pulled over. She doesn't have to worry about cops.
Like, yeah. And you know she's listening to, she's like rocking out to like Miley Cyrus's new album. You know,
Taylor Swift's new album.
Yeah. Evermore, is that it? Is it Everlore?
No. I think the first one was Folklore, and then this is the sister album, Evermore.
Yeah, and you know she's listening to that because I'll be honest, I feel very confident that she was probably in Taylor Swift's entourage.
Probably.
I could really see that. And I miss that
Taylor being... Swift's gay. You know that?
I didn't know that.
She swings both ways.
She's a little swingy? A little port swing? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just a southern port swing under the magnolia tree.
She's from the south.
Oh, and I knew she grew up on a Christmas tree farm. Maybe I don't know that to be true. But I think her dad's a Christmas tree farmer, and I don't know where I heard that either. So don't quote me, but we are going to take that to be true. And so I think I thought she was from the Midwest, because in my head, you can't grow Christmas trees anywhere else.
I think she's from Tennessee. No, I think that's wrong. I have no idea.
That feels right, though. I can see her being from California.
No, she's definitely not from California.
Okay, well, that's good. I don't like that. Well, if you know where Taylor Swift lives, don't tell it. Grew up in, don't tell us. I think it's funnier for us to not know. All right. Let me read through in order from our least favorite, our most favorite to the least favorite. So at one, we got Jane. Love it. With the tism, great character. At two, we got Dan Levy, a.k.a. John, a.k.a. David.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. At three, we got Riley. Just so sexy.
Aubrey Plaza.
Really powerful. At four, Levi, the assistant. He's mixed, so, you know, we got to give him a shout-out. At five, we got the mom, Tipper. Great name. Fabulously mean. Jackie Kennedy wishes. At
she six, does.
We got the black high school alumni. Shortly after, we got the white high school alumni who's
just horny.
Yeah, horny, so that's fun. But also is white, so not fun.
So she had to be black.
Yeah, because that's equity, baby. At eight, we have Kristen Stewart. I don't remember her character's name. Sorry. Abby. Yeah, Abby. But also, I'm not good at names, so that's on me. At nine, we got the brown lady. And I don't know her name. But I actually don't think did they say it?
I don't think so.
Her name in something else is Angela.
Oh, her name was Carolyn.
Oh.
I wrote it down.
What's
it
her name, Angela? Brown woman. She's in something else.
I have no idea.
Whatever. And I like that actress. Oh, I'm going to think about that so long. Okay. Carolyn, the brown lady, at nine. At 10, we got Jen Barkley, a.k.a. Harry Houdini, a.k.a. Seymour Balls.
Yeah.
Great name. Okay character. At 11, we have those demon children. They're very...
I feel like my little brother, he's going to grow up and he's going to be just like those kids. I kind of hope so.
So I think it'll work on him. And there's only one. It's the twin aspect that makes it a little creepier.
Yeah. But I do think he'll be like a weird Sylvia Plath child. A little evil.
I think for him to be a Sylvia Plath, like, high schooler would be cool. But if he carries it on into college, it'll be less cool.
I think ideally he would be a Sylvia Plath elementary school kid.
Yeah.
And then he would...
That's pretty powerful.
Grow up being bullied.
Sure.
And so he'd have this like big glow up freshman year.
Yeah, and he's definitely gonna have a glow up.
He would become the popular kid.
Okay.
And he would the low-key popular kid. Not yeah. like the jock or anything. But
are you
like,
just describing your life?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I was bullied.
And then?
By Ashley.
Oh.
Yeah, spicy. No, but yeah, I want that journey for him. I think it would add a lot of character. Because, honestly, what he's got going right now is boring as fuck.
Is he?
He's only 3, but like... You do something, bro. I don't know.
Okay, 3-year-olds out there, step your game up.
Like, be more interesting. I don't know. I don't know.
Lene's calling you out, okay? At 12, we have the black husband. And I'll say it, I hate how many black people we have so low on the list, but they're terrible, okay? They're just terrible.
These are black Republicans, and I think those are just, like, a different breed of black people.
Yeah, and it is definitely worse. It is definitely worse.
Yeah.
At 13, we have Sloan, and that is the perfect name.
I just
love that name. That's such a good name. It's so evil. Then at 14, we got Connor, and you know Connor because he looks like a Connor. God, what an oaf.
Like, he didn't do anything what an wrong, oaf. I guess, but, like, fuck him.
And then at 15, we got the dad. Really not a great guy.
Not at all.
And then last by a long shot, like truly not even a question, Harper, aka Miss Bayangs. Are we happy with the list?
Yeah. I wish I could put Harper lower.
Yeah. Do you want to make her 20?
Yeah.
And just like no one? Yeah. Okay. So she'll be 20.
Yeah. Oh, we can put the drag queens. There's 2 of them, so that's 16, 17.
Yeah, and I did like them. I would put them higher, but we just need to create space. I honestly think she needs at least one blank spot before her.
Yeah, that should be...
Oh, the cops, the 2 mall cops.
Oh, I know there was 3 mall cops.
Oh, sure, yeah, the one that was looking for a Cruffin.
Yeah.
Okay, so all of them.
Mm-hmm. And then...
And then, like, the back...
Yeah, everyone who's at that party.
Yeah.
Both parties. And the country club.
Yeah.
Probably.
Sure.
Maybe not the country club. I feel,
There's maybe a few of them that are worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll put it at an even 50.
I think that's fair.
And, yeah.
Maybe then, do we push dad to, like, I don't know, 20?
49?
20? 49?
49. I think we'll push dad to 49.
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel good about that.
Yeah, and then Connor is, like, the cutoff. That's fine. I'm good with that.
Okay, so that's our definitive ranking. It's right.
We'll be taking no comments or questions.
Yeah, I guess if you have comments, put them on stuff so that people see our podcast, but, like, you're wrong. But, like, still put it on
stuff. Share your opinion. We'd love to hear, I guess, different perspectives, but, like, it's hard to top this. I don't know.
Yeah.
If you have a really compelling argument, I guess.
We're not going to hear it, but...
You can try. Well, maybe.
We'll listen to it. It's not going to change things.
Not at all. Not even a little bit.
So, that's fun. So this has been a Christmas episode of Dank Ranks.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Filthy animals.
Yeah, filthy animals. Bye-bye.
Bye.